Kumlana Black Gemara, we're up to the penultimate lot of Mechidus, Rav Samach Amar Aleph, the Mishnah. Okay, so what happens is Yotu Shnayim Ka'achas, two, let's say, sheep walked out the daughter in unison, is Moina Oysam, he counts them. Now there's a big machlek as Rashi in the Ram, Halal, the Mishnah, will learn Rashi's way. Moina Oysam, he counts them, Shnayim, as if they're two. And the second Shnayim we omit. What happens? Monon, no, as a group, you don't know, they go together through the door. It doesn't mean you count them as one. You count them as two, individuals. What happened? Monon echad, you count the group as two. The group of two, you count it as one, which is a mistake. And then you continue counting. The next one, you counted number two, when really it's number three, and number three, really number four. And when you got to number nine, you counted nine, really it's number 10. Is chi vasidi mikukoli. What happens is the number nine and number 10 are a mess. Because the one that you said 9 is really 10, and the one that you call 10 is really 11. So it's a mess. The Psalm of the Mishnah. 60a. The Mishnah. Says the Mishnah further, what happens? Have it? Okay. So what happens? The Mishnah says, Kodol Lichi Asidi. What happens? You called the animal, which is number 9. By mistake, you called it number 10. So what happens to the animal? That animal now is not really Kodesh, but a little bit Kedusha seeped in. And that is that you have to, wait until it has a mum before you can eat it. Okay, now we can start. Okay, now we can continue. We started 8:15. Oh, punctual.
Many other times.
I told you, bring the herring in here. It'll be a lot easier.
No. Many other times when I come on time, you start 5 minutes later.
You got me there. Of Samacham and Al Zemisha, the second one. So you miscalculated the numbers, and the animal walked through, and the first animal that you thought was 10 was actually 9. And La Sidi Chi, what happened then was, that then when you saw, you realized you made a mistake, you missed out number 9. So what you did was, we said, you know what, I'll compensate. The 10th animal, which you knew was the 10th, I called it number 9, thinking that you made it up. But really it's 10. So therefore that's going to be the real Kodesh. Ula achad, then you forgot again. When you said 9, you thought, oh, the next number is 10. So the number 11, you called 10. So the number 11, which is 10, we learned already before, which is the Mishnah here, will now become a real carbon because you called it 10. And it'll become a karma shlamim. So this is what happens. Shloshtam, Mekudoshin, all three of them become sacred to a certain extent. Hachi, the 9th animal, which you call 10, really, it's number 9, Nechal B'mumi. A little Kedusha, a modicum of Kedusha is there. That what? That you can only eat it, you have to wait till there's a mum. The Asidi, the 10th one, is really Maisa. Even though you didn't call it 10, we read them before, Kedush Me'elav, it's number 10, it's Maisa. And the Achados, the number 11 that you call 10, since it's really after. Yeah, it's already 10 was brought into the world. It's Kodesh Shlamim. It's like you may have a Wakiv of Karbon Shlamim. We learn from a Pasuk that has a full din of a Shlamim, Karbon Shlamim. So it's a carbon, but a Shlamim. And in fact, it's even worse than Ma'aseh Behemah. Ma'aseh Behemah is a carbon, but the owner ends up eating the entire animal. A Karbon Shlamim, you have to give the Chazay V'Sheik to the Kohen. This number 11, which is a Shlamim, if you then swap it for another animal, the Temura is Chal, and they're both now Kodesh. I hold that number 11. It itself is a tamura. You called it 10, so it's only a tamura. And when it comes to maisa, we have a rule that a tamura cannot make a tamura. A tamura cannot make another tamura. For example, if animal A swapped for animal B, they're both now kaidish. Then you take B and you swap it to C, it doesn't go any further. So says Rabbi Yehuda, since number 11 is B already, how can you go to sea? Says to him, Rameir, Amr Rav Shura Meir, you're right that number 11 is a tamura, it's a different kind of tamura. Amr Rav Meir, ilo haya tamura, if it would be the normal case of tamura, laya karev, a normal tamura, we know when it comes to maisa, if you take a maisa behema, and you make a tamura, the din is it doesn't have the dinim of a behema and all that, you cannot, it's a different set of dinim. So therefore, number 11 is not really a tamura. Or tamura's maisa is different dinim. Okay, what happens?
That doesn't mean he can't say 11, he should start it again.
You could, so a mayor holds, if you take number 11 and you then swap it for another animal, they both become now holy. You could, because it's different than an ordinary swap. We're going to learn a whole Gemara called Tamura in 2 months. Taking my further. Kara lechi asidi. What happens? This is what happened. You called number 9, 10, with Afsam Muhammad Al, the very last line of the Mishnah. What happens if the ninth animal, the penultimate line, Kara lechi asidi, the ninth animal you call 10, but then la asidi asidi, you call the 10th animal 10 as well, and then la achados asidi, you call the 11th animal 10. Right? So what happens like this? So number time, you call 10 first. Our Mishnah holds, it becomes 10. Even though yesterday we learned that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon says that just like number 11 does not become nothing, number 9 also becomes nothing unless you don't call 10, 10. But our Mishnah holds with Fadish, number 9 does become 10 because at the time you call 9, you didn't get yet introduce 10 to the world. Oh, but Achad Asar Asidi, number 11, you also call 10. Here will the Mishnah agrees, ain't Achad Asar Mekudesh. Number 9 does not become holy. Number 11 does not become holy. Why? Because once you already labeled 10 as 10, there's no place to have another 10. But 9 could become 10 if you call 10. Zakla, this is the ruling. More will ask why the Mishnah repeats it. Kol Shaloi Nekashem Asidi B'menu. If you want 11 to become Kodesh, then you couldn't have called 10, 10. You had to be Oiker. You had to remove the name 10 of 10. Then Ein Achad Kodesh. 11 does not become holy. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechem Yechem says, Monon Zugoy Zugoy, if you counted your animals in pairs, sets of two, and each set you counted as one, O Kintin and Kintin, you count them in cent of centuries or hundreds, Asidi Liminyanoi Hu Kaddish. Rabbi Yechem has said the 10th one becomes holy, but he doesn't explain which 10th one, the real 10 or the 10th group. Is a machlek is now between Rav Mordi and Rav Kana. So what does it mean? My Liminyanoi, what do you mean? Rav Mordi, Amar Mordi says Liminyanoi Shaloi Hu Kaddish. The way he counted in the sets, and set number 10 is what becomes holy. However, Rav Kana, Amar Liminyanoi Behem is a Kaddish. I don't care how you're counting, when it comes to the real number 10, let's say the fifth set, the second one, the fifth set, that becomes Kaddish. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, we'll ask a few questions. We learned in our Mishnah, Yotzu Shnaim Ka'achas, if a set of two came out first. Moinin Oysan, you count them, Shnaim, you count them as two individuals. Monon, we're skipping the second Shnaim, the way Rashi learns. Bonon, Echad, you count them as one. When you shouldn't have, means all your numbers now are messed up because you counted set number one as one. Really, there was two there. So when you said the next one, you counted as two. Really, it was three. Three was really four. Nine was really 10. So Echi Vasidi Mikul Kali. So Chi and Asidi are both messed up because 9 was really 10. You called it 9, and 10, which is really 10, you called 10 is really 11. So Bish Leimelamandam Alamin Shaloyu Kaddish. The one who says that we go after the way you counted, Mishum Hachi Havachi Vasim, a good calling. You messed up. Because you started counting as a group of two, and then you messed up. Then you should have counted as one. Only the first set he counted as one, when he should have counted as two. Yeah. Exactly, yeah. But if... That's why they're all messed up. Because he called the 10th animal 9. It was really 10th, and he called it 9. And the 11th animal he called 10. But the one who says that we just look at the way the animals were counted. See, he counted correctly. He counted the animals correctly. He called the first set to one, and then he went on 2, 3, 4, 5. He didn't miss an animal. He counted them all. And if you go according to the way he counted animals, what do you do wrong? No, when did I say my thing? They have it only if he intended. Rabbi Yechonah said, when did I say that you go the way he counted? If he deliberately counted, you know, in a certain way. But here it went on by its own. The first two came out by itself. If he wanted to count the pairs, he would have counted them all in pairs, in sets. The fact that he only counted the first two as a set and the rest he didn't, what happened? The first two came out together the door. He said, okay, one. So David said, when do I say that you go after the minion of Behemoth or Moshe? If I go, I do a bunch of sets, then the last set becomes, the 10th set becomes thing. Because that was your plan. Here it wasn't a plan. It just happened that way. Vaharaya numbered the next animal, and the next animal after that, you counted as individuals. This punkt is over here. The two came out together. Therefore, it doesn't become minyan behemis. It has to be minyan shaloi. And that's why you messed up.
Wouldn't you have 11 then?
That's exactly what happened.
So it did have 11.
Yeah. He messed up. He miscalculated. Yeah. That's exactly what happened. That's why 11 was. What he said 10 was really 11. What he said 9 was really 10. Okay. So it happened by itself. We don't go after minyan behemoth. We go after minyan shalai. So anyway, right? Toshma coming here. It says, Mono lemafrei. We counted backwards. Instead of going 1, 2, 3, 4, you counted 10, 9, 8, 7. Asidi should be minyan of Kaddish. When you get to number 10, which is really number, you said number 1, that becomes Kaddish. It's basically the man of minyan behemoth of Kaddish. The one who says, that what you go after according to the animals, that's how you're counting. The man of minyan shalai you Kaddish, if you say you go according to the way you're counting itself, Asidi chad kodele, if you look at the way you counted, the fact is that you messed up. It's supposed to be number 10. You counted number 1. Omar Rav says, Rav, you know why this is valid? There are people who count this way. Hoyel the Ise b'minyon parsod the kori la sod achad. There are people in Persia, that's how they count it. And therefore, it's a valid counting. Talking about Eiter, Kodol the chi asidi la sidi chi yulachad os asidi. Tell me what we learned. Minayin, how do you takano shim kodol the chi asidi? How do you know if you miscalculated and you called number 9, if you call the ninth animal 10, that some kedusha falls on it, or if you call the 10th animal 9, it becomes mamish ma'aseh behemi. Ula achad also, if you call the 11 10, that it becomes a shlamim. Shloshim mikudosh, and how do you know they all become holy? Tamalim, it says in pasuk, the chol ma'aseh boker v'tzayim. What do the chol and all comes to expand? Not only number 10, but also 9 and 11. Kol asher yavatach l'shavet or asidi yekedush. So therefore, we marbe. Whether you call the 10, whether it is 10, and so on and so forth, they're all included. Ebezeh Yochla would have thought, Shani Marbe, why don't I include as well? Av Shmini Yishneh Masas, why stop at 9 and 11? What about for number 8, I call 10 by mistake, and number 12, I call by mistake also? Amrit, we say, Hoyil Vuhu Kaddish. Number 10 is Kaddish, and number 10 is the closest to itself, because that's what it is. Vito Usle Miskadeshes, and we allow also a mistake. Mahu Einem Kaddish, Elabasamo, just like he didn't become holy only for the animal itself. After Usa, the mistake, we only expand one. Ein Mekadesh Elabasamach, as close as possible. 9 and 11, no further. Says the Gemara, Bahotanya, didn't we learn? Mahu. Mahu Meyuchid. Just like that it itself is single. After Usa Meyuchedis. That also, the Tos is also single. What do you mean? So what does that mean? That the one that we don't accept them. We're on Daf Sam. It says here that just like it is miyuchid alone, also so the Tos also is only if it's alone. If it's the only number, in other words, if you call two by the numbers, it doesn't work. Only if you called 1, 10, only one. What do you mean? Tanatay Kamer Rabbi Yechanan, a student was learning before Rabbi Yechanan explained. Homani, who's the author of this particular braisa, that miyuched is Rabbi Loza, but Rabbi Shimoni. That happens to be Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimoni. Tanya, we learned Rabbi Shimoni. La oilam ain achad osa kodesh. Number 11, if you made a mistake, will not become holy. Ad she yishtek b'chi. In other words, you did not call 9, 10. If you called 9, 10, then 11, calling 10, will not become kodesh. Why? Because you can only make one mistake. You can't make two mistakes. In our Mishnah, we said if you called 9, 10, and 10, 9, and 11, 10, we said that all of them become Kaddish. Says Rabbi Elazar, only one mistake is allowed. So if you call 9, 10, then you cannot call 11, 10. If you call 11, 10, nothing happens. So he says, Ein achad osa kaddish. When did number 11 become holy? Achi yishtek b'chi, unless you did not refer to number 9 as number 10. The Yikra La City and call it 10. She Yul Achad Osa La City. What happened was you called number 10 9, and only 11 is 10. You could only have 1 10. Why? Because Savalai holds like Rabbi Huda Dama Tos Maisa Tmurahabe. He holds like Rabbi Huda that says that Rabbi Huda says in our Mishnah that number 11 you cannot make is what Rabbi Huda says in our Mishnah that number 11 sachakel is a tamura in exchange for number 10. That's why number 11 cannot make a number 12, cannot make another tamura, right? B cannot make C because he says B it itself is only B, it's only a tamura of the original. And Vesovala Kavu, and he holds like his father, Domri says, a Meimer Chayzer Meimer. Since he holds that the whole idea of Tmura, number 10. Why does it pass on to number 11? Because the number 11 is a Tmura, like Rabbi Yehuda learned. And since number 11 is a Tmura, so number 10 is swapping. Number 10 cannot make another Tmura. Once the original animal made one Tmura, the original animal cannot make a second Tmura. So you can't have two going by number 10. You can't have 9, 10, and 11, 10. You can only have one 10. 11 became 10. Because why? Any animal which takes the place, supplants number 10, is purely like a Tmura. And if it's like Rabbi Yehuda learned. And if it's a Tmura, he holds like Rabbi Shimon, his father, who says that the original animal can only make one Tmura. Original animal cannot make two Tmuras. Therefore, if 10 became 11, 10 cannot become 9. You follow? Yeah, good. That's it. Then 11, 10 means nothing.
11, 10 means nothing.
Exactly. Nothing happens. Because you can't have two 10s.
If he calls the second one 9, then both of them are sacrificed.
One's a real thing and one is what you call. But what you call is not sacrificed. Number 9 becomes 10. It only is you have to wait until it gets a moon before you can eat it. But 11 does become a sacrifice. Shlomim. Yeah. Amar Rava says Rava. Okay, that finishes that. Amar Rava says Rava. Yotzu shnayim b'chi. What happens when the number 9 was about to...
Why at all somebody should say 11? If you say 10...
But that's what happened. He's confused. He's excited. He's confused. He's nervous. He's about to, you know, he's taking all these animals and he's losing them. So he's nervous. He's confused. People miscalculate. Omar Zerove, Yotush 9, but she came to number 9 and suddenly two animals walked out. Two animals walked out the door. So what happens? A number of scenarios. Koron Chi, if you call them both number 9, so what do you have here? A real number 9 and a real number 10. So Asidi, Vichulin, Muram Zerze. So you have a real number 9 because you called it 9, so it's just an ordinary animal. And you have a real number 10, which is a full Maisa Behema. Now, the both of them are mixed up together and you don't know which one is which, so you have to treat them both like Maisa Behema. On the other hand, you don't get Malchus if you did anything, you know, worked with it or something like that. What about, why? Because Asidi me'el of Kaddish. We learned it before. Number 10 becomes Kaddish all on its own. Okay.
You get Malchus anyway. You're working in your own field.
No, no, no. You're not allowed to share the animal. They saw you. Two witnesses say, yeah, it's Mice and Hamer. Don't do it. Okay. What happens? Asidi me'el of Kaddish. Asidi me'el of Kaddish. Chi kukadalei. And the number 9, you call it 9, no problem. What happens? Number 10 is automatic, number 9, you call 9. What happens if Koron Asidi? You called them both 10. You got confused, two walked out, and you jumped straight to 10 because you realized number 10 is there, and you called them both 10. Ah, here we have a different issue. So you have Asidi Vichi Murabin Zebazeh. Here you have a case of where the real 10, Maisa Behema, but you called 9, 10 as well. And if you called 9, 10, you have to wait till it has a mum. My time, Asidi Kokorulu Latavai, you call them both 10. And we hold that number 9 can become. Okay, let's see. Number, third scenario. Yotzush Naim Basidi, what happens? They both came out not as number 9, they both came out as number 10. No, you already had 9 animals, you're up to 10th animal, suddenly two animals walked out together. Bikada Nasidi, if you call them both 10, then what do you have here? You have here a case of Asidi, a real 10, and an Achad Asar, an 11 that you call 10, which is a Karm Shlamim. And a Karm Shlamim is stricter than a Maisa Behemoth, because a Karm Shlamim, the Chazay and the Sheikh, have to go to the Kohen. So therefore, we don't know, you have to get both to the Kohen. Is Achad Meravin, Zebazeh, they're both mixed up together. Okay, what happens? Koron Achad Asar, you call them both 11. You call them both 11. Now, one of them is really 10. That's Maisa. And the other one is really 11, which is nothing. So you're back to Maisa and Chulin, just like 9, you call them both 9, is Maisa and Chulin. Call them both 11, is Maisa and Chulin. Is Asidi v'chulin murav zebazeh. V'rimor ha'sulam ali. Since we already know that number 9, if you call them both 9, you have Chulin and Maisa together. If you call them both 11, the same thing. What's the Chiddush here? What's the Chiddush? And also, once you give us the principle about calling them both, then you know, nice, they have automatic, so why even go to number 10? We don't even need the case where you say that if you call them both 10, right? We can figure it out. You have the real 10 here, and then you have the 10, the 9, they're called 10. So Gemara said, the Chiddush here is, it's the same principle. How come Mashlam, I'm going to tell you, You know what the chiddush is? The chol bas achas tavai kachi. We just said before that when does number 11 become kiddush? If you did not call 10-10, but he did call 10-10. When you called them both 10, one was 11 and one was 10, and you called them both 10, l'chayde, why should 11 be kiddush at all? You would say that since you called 10-10, 11 shouldn't be kiddush. And Rav's chiddush is it does. You know why? Because of bevas achas. When do we say that 11 becomes kiddush only if you didn't call 10-10, if it's the achazet, if it's in succession? So once you already established as 10, and now you call 11-10, it's meaningless, unless you didn't call 10-10. But here, because it was done bevas achas concurrently, it is chal. That's the chiddush of Rav. The afagad l'nekosh emasiri imenu, even though you didn't remove the name 10. Yosef Rav Kana come to the Shemayit. Rav Kana sat there and repeated the sugi before Rav Ashi. Omle Rav Ashi Rav Kana, but I don't understand the logic. Who cares about Vas Achaz and not? We learned before in our Mishnah clearly, the Mishnah said the rule is that when does number 11 become holy only if he did not refer to 10 as 10? But Tanan Zehaklav, this is the rule. Kosher's man shalay nekashem asidim menu ain't achat asim akudish. So it's the same of the Mishnah. How could Rav come along and say that if you called both 11, you call them both 10, 11 becomes holy as well? So Rav Kana answered him, "Hani mi li b'zeh chazet." No, the Mishnah is talking about he did in succession. Now, the Mishnah says first you number 10, and then you went to 11. Number 11 will not become kiddush unless number 10 you called some other number. Avo bevas achas. If you called both of them 11, tavayka kachi. If you call them both 10 at the same time, they both become holy. How can that be? The Mishnah adds that klal as if it's coming to add something to the din before. And since the din before already said that 11 cannot become kiddush unless he's neker shame 10, so then the Mishnah adds that klal. Obviously, that klal is coming to add something that even bevas achas it doesn't work. Akash and Rav. Ibn Gmar says, Bezeh achazeh behedrik toni lo, schifesh in the Mishnah. Koro l'chi asidi, says the Mishnah, he called 9-10, ula asidi asidi 10-10, ula achad osa asidi, then he went to 11, he called it 10, ein achad osa mikudish, 11 has not become holy, and why not? Because since you established 10 already, how can 11 be called 10? And then the Mishnah adds, zeh klal, what's it coming to add? My lav, la asui, vas achas, tell you this very din, that even if you did it concurrently, number 11 will not become kodesh, because you referred to 10 as 10. Kashan rova. Gemara says no. Rav will answer. Lo, you know the Mishnah coming to teach you. La suya yotza asidi v'loy diber. What happens if 10 came out and you didn't call it 9? The way we learn part of the Mishnah is how do you oik the name? How will you remove a name? You remove a name, but when it came to animal 10 by mistake, you called it 9. So you remove the name 10. But if you were learning the Mishnah right then, you would have said, okay, what happened? Came number 10. He said nothing. And then came number 11, said, oh, this is a 10, maybe then it would be chal. Kamashallah, zaklal. You have to be oikid. You have to say this is 9. But not if you're quiet. That's what the Mishnah is telling you. But in my case, where it's concurrently, then 11 would become kaidu. Says Rav, no kasha from the Mishnah. And I'll prove it to you. Because if not so, how the time we learned, Yotsu Shnaim Basidi, we learned the Brides of 2 came out at number 10. Neither of them came out first. They both came out concurrently. The Koron Asidi, Asidi, Koron Asidi called them both 10. What do we say? Asidi, Va'achad, Asim, Uravin, Zebazet. What do we just learn? That if you call them both 10, we'll say that 11 becomes holy. But how can you do that? You didn't oik the name 10 from 10. Man, there's only one way to learn Pshat Nebraisa. That they happened concurrently. Must be because they both came out at the same time, and the chiddush and my chiddush is learned, you can learn from this braisa that if they both come out at the same time, then number 11 can become holy, even though you call 10-10 as well, because it happened at the same time. There was not yet an established 10 when you called 11-10. Since it happened at the same time, the problem is that you already established 10, how can you call 11-10 again? But you didn't establish it because it happened concurrently. Says the Gemara Makshin, the Makshin says that's not a proof. If your whole eyes from that braisa is not a proof. Maybe you're right, but definitely that braisa doesn't prove you didn't. You know why? I'll learn a different shot in the braisa. Imushim hola, idiot, there's no raya, hocha, my skin, what we're talking about here. The kodim chad menayu ba'apik l'reisha. We'll learn over here that one of them stuck his head out. This is what happened. Number 10 and number 11 were ready to go through the portal. Number 10, the real 10, stuck his head out and then put his head back in. What do you call it? And when it stuck his head out, Vikariya Achadosa, you called it 11. So you did remove the name. You called it 11, but it didn't go out full. The full body didn't go out.
It didn't remove the name. It wasn't named.
It did.
Beginning.
When the number 10 was going out, by mistake, he got so confused because he only stuck his head out.
You didn't call it.
You did. You called it 11. When number 10 was taking Zen out, and then the animal came back in, and they both came out at the same time, and you screamed out 10. Vikaria achad osa, you called it 11. Behodet e arev, and then the animal went back in. Now the both were pushing their way through out the door. So now you have two coming out. The Norfolk Bahadur, they came out together. The Corino Asidi called it 10. So you know why in this case number, so the real 10 becomes holy, obvious. But here the number 11 will become holy because you did remove the name 10 from 10. Because when it stuck its head out, you called it 11. The Neka Shema Asidi Himenu, because you removed the name 10. Pretty much, how can you learn that way, Pshat? Why not? The Holocaust, Tony, it says that when an animal did not precede the other animal, that means they both came out at the same time. No, my loikodim, the hodi yodim. Loikodim means they come out. It didn't come out completely first, because they took his head out and went back in. Ukaman, so Gemara says, if that's how you want to learn pshat, that he stuck his head off and says, so you're happy to learn pshat, but I said not to learn like me. You learned the pshat, that he stuck his head out. And then what? And then it went back in, and now they both came out at the same time. Ukaman, you should know that this does not work out according to Rebbe. Why not? Why don't we got a Rebbe? Because the Rebbe, Ha'amar, Rebbe said, Achad Osa Lehavi Akida. Rebbe said that if you call animal number 10, 11, that's not called an Akida. What's an Akida if you called animal number 10, 9? If the 10th animal goes out by mistake, you called it 9. That's an Akida. You're Akid. But if you went, if the number, the 10th animal went out and you called it 11, that's not called an Akida. We'll see in a minute why. And therefore, if you're going to learn the Braisa, that this way, that he stuck his head out, if you don't want to look like me, you should know that the Braisa will not work out according to Rebbe. And that's why I like my pshat better, learn the Braisa according to everybody. And the teacher, the Bavas Achas, it works. Now, why is it going to Rebbe? Why go to Rebbe? Because Rebbe, we'll see in a minute who Rebbe is. So the Gemara answer back, no, it could work out according to Rebbe as well. And therefore, the Braisa has no Raya to you. Not a Kashub, no Raya. And why could it work out according to Rebbe? Because Rebbe, we're going to learn in a minute, Rebbe says that if you come to number 10, you say, ah, Achad Osir, it doesn't mean 11. You know what Achad doesn't mean? This is the first group of 10. This is the first 10th. When does Rebbe say that? If you have 100 animals, for example. You have a lot more than 20. So therefore, you're saying this is the first 10, there'll be a second 10. Achad also didn't mean 11. But if you only have one group of 10, then Achad also can't mean the first 10. There's only one 10. Must be 11. So therefore, I'm talking about a case. This is talking about a case, even when you only have one group. And he said, Achad also goes in with Rebbe. I feel tame Rebbe, kikom Rebbe, hechris, Rebbe, we have a lot of animals. So when he said, Achad also, he meant this is the first 10. That means, Chad, you should come, I meant this is the first 10. Hochad, the last Rebbe, mitzvei. My Rebbe, what in the world is Rebbe? The time we learned, Kodor, la siri, Achad also, you called number 10, 11. Ula, Achad also, la siri, you called number 11, 10. Ein, Achad also, Kodesh. Number 11 does not become holy. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Shiloimir, Achad also, Kodesh. What do you mean? You call 10, 11. You're Oike the name, so it becomes holy. Klal Omar Rebbe Kozman, this is a rule. Kozman Shaloi Neka Shem Asiri Emenu Ein Achad Osa Kodesh. Someone asked a question. How can Rebbe say this? We learned that if you didn't remove the name 10, 11 will come holy, but you did, you called it 11. Omar Rav Maskinin Ki Goyin Yisla Behemoth Tuva. The svar of Rebbe is very simple. You have a lot of animals. The Amrinu we say Chad Isude Ka Omar. Rava got himself in trouble. He's the one who favored Rebbe this way. Now, according to his version, the Braisa could come out according to Rebbe as well, and if it's no longer proof to Rava's other din. Anyway, the East Lebe has a lot of animals. We interpret his words. You know what he meant when he said 11? He meant Chad also. This is the first 10th animal that I have. Chad Yisudu Kamar. Now the Gemara says another thing. There's three Braises. What happens? Yotu Shnayim Basidi. Okay, two came out, and you called them both 10. We said one is the real 10. And one is number 11, Shlomim. So what do we do? So we said it's number 10 and 11 mixed together. So what are you supposed to do? Three braises. Tanuch, one brais we learned, Yiru, let them wander about till they have a womb, and then you eat it. But Tanuch, another brais we learned, Yikrivu, both of them should bring up as a carbon, and you're going to be machmir. One is the Shlomim, which is the Chazei and Shagor Koyin, and both of them you're going to give the Chazei and Shagor Koyin because you don't know which is the Shlomim. Okay. The Tanya, the third brice we learned, no, we do with them. Yamusu. You let them die. We don't want them to live. You don't want them to wait till it has a mum. Let them die. What's going on here? Like Kasha. How did Tana Yido the brice that says let them wander about till they have a mum? They don't like the suggestion that you should bring them both as a shlamim and give the chazay and shaykh to the kai. You know why? Because the army, they hold Amevi and Kachin the base absol. Maisa behemoth can be eaten by a carbon. Every single Jew can eat it. Plenty eaten out there hungry. When it comes to koinim, if you're going to take an animal that you can eat by everybody, and you're going to limit that by saying a part of that animal can only eat by koinim, what happened that day? There'll be so many other kabbanas that the mishmer of that day, not interested, they really have enough food that they can't eat anymore. What's going to do? It'll be nice and you'll burn it. We have a rule, aim mevin kachim, but we don't want to introduce more kachim when you don't need to. So we don't want to bring another carbon and add chazei v'shoik to give to koinim, but maybe there's no koinim to eat it. So rather, let them both sit down and wait till they have a mum, and then they can eat it, as a Yisrael. He's not worried about this kachim v'shoik. He'd rather not have the animal wandering about in your place when you know you're not allowed to work with it. Who knows what's going to happen? Bring it to Beis HaMikdash, and hopefully koinim will eat it. We're not worried. The hardened tunnel, your Muslim, the one who said, let it die, Rabbi Yehudi. The Omar, Rabbi Yehudi says, Tos Maise Tmurave. Rabbi Yehudi in the Mishnah said that what a Tos Maise, that number 11 is a Tmur of number 10. And Kasava, Rabbi Yehudi holds that Tmur is Maise, Maise. He holds that when you make a Tmur of Maise, we should let it die. We should let it die. Why should we let it die? Because there's nothing else you can do. You cannot redeem it. It's different than other Tmuras, and therefore we let it die. Says the Gemara. But just like the tumur of a chattas, the five animals that die, that we die, we don't do anything with it. A tumur is mice, he holds the same thing. Says the Gemara, because Rabbi Yehuda, tumur is mice and mice. What are you talking about? You're telling me Rabbi Yehuda holds that a tumur of a mice is just like a tumur of a chattas, and that a let it die. I proved you not so. But now we learned, Amrum Shomer, they say in the name of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir answered back to Rabbi Yehuda, you're telling me that number 11 is a tamura. If number 11 is a tamura, and that's why you said number 11, can I make another animal? And I said number 11 could. If number 11 is a tamura, lahaya kadif, they wouldn't bring it at all. Then number 11, the tamura I hold, that the tamura of a maisek is different than an ordinary tamura which you bring up as a carbon. The tamura maisek is not brought up as a carbon. But Abihud is not concerned with that question. He says number 11 you bring up as a shlamim, which means that he holds a tamura of a maisek like any other tamura. You bring a carbon. So what do you tell me tamura is maisek? Meklal Abihud is a carbon. You do mak. You are makif. If you say, no, a mayor is saying, according to me that I hold that a tamura is maisek cannot be brought up, I cannot learn that number 11 is a tamura is maisek. But you hold that a tamura of a maise can be brought up is no problem. But Tanya, we learned ein bein echad asal shlamim ella. What's the difference in number 11 and an ordinary shlamim? You're telling me a number 11 is a shlamim. So it says in the Braisa, what's the difference in number 11 and an ordinary shlamim? Any other shlamim you bring out, is there a difference? Ella sheze oisa kedusha likariv. The difference is that this one here can make a tamura, and this one here cannot make another tamura. Divir Rabbi Yehuda. Kaddish lekadiv udalayavid. Ha'iyugufi kadiv. Rabbi Yehuda said that you cannot bring and make another tamura out of it. But in itself, you do bring up. It's not mesa. Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that number 11 you bring up. So what do you tell me, Rabbi Yehuda, that when the Braisa said that number 11, we let it die, and you tell me it's Rabbi Yehuda because he holds it considered Tumura, but Rabbi Yehuda holds that Tumura is brought up because our mayor was saying to Rabbi Yehuda that you hold it brought up, number one. And number two is Rabbi Yehuda clearly says that a number 11 and a Shlomi are exactly the same thing. The only difference is that number a Shlomi can make another Tumura, and an 11 cannot make another Tumura. But regarding the 11 itself, you bring it on the bed just like any other carbon. But furthermore, the time we learned, im min habokar, it says in the pasuk, im min habokar, if shlamim yibe kabane, im min habokar umakriv zocher nekeve. It says im min habokar, what im min habokar? The rabbi is achad osel shlamim. Number 11 is a shlamim. It doesn't die. Yochol shani marbe afachis. I would have thought number 9. By mistake, 9 was 10. Should also be Rosh Lamin. Amrit, we say, v'chi hegdish lefanav mekadish or l'achar mekadish. You want to make a tamura. When can you make a tamura? Only from an animal that became kodesh? Or even before they made the animal kodesh, I can say, okay, this animal might make kodesh tomorrow. I want it to swap to this one. Of course, only once you've established kedusha, you can make kodesh. Once you got through number 10, you can make 11 kodesh as well. But number 9, there was no kodesh here yet. How are you going to make a kodesh? Havayim l'achar mekadish. Only afterwards you make kodesh. And what? And becomes holy like a carbon. And stamp sifra. This is a sifra. And who wrote the sifra? Mani, Rabbi Yehuda, Uktani. And it says, Minabokal, Rabbi Zachar Shlamim. Clearly, Rabbi Yehuda holds number 11 is brought up as a Shlamim. Why would the Braisa say Yemusu? So who's this Brais that says Yemusu? The Targum of Shimon Rabba came Rabbi Yechon. Shimon Rabba said name Rabbi Yechon for Rabbi Yechon. The Maise Bezman Hazeh Askinen. We're talking about Maise today. We're talking about Maise today. Umashum Takola. Today, if you made Maise Behema, we don't want you to have Maise Behema hanging around your paddocks. And therefore, because of Takola, that you might end up working with it or sharing with it. And therefore, we say Yomusu. Yehochvin, you might have saw my year today. What do you have to tell me a whole story about two animals going through? That two animals came through a 10, and you call one 10, and so call them all 10. I feel the chanami, even one, even stam ma'isa behema, is a problem. If the vartan, we don't want you to roaming about in your paddock because you might use it, what's the chilik? What has the whole ma'isa with number 11, 10? That's irrelevant. No, that's a chiddush. You don't have to say if one animal, the real number 10 went through, that we don't really want it, the less late seder. You don't really have a law, because what happens to number 10? You eat all the, you'll shecht, you wait till the moon, you shecht, and you eat the entire animal. No big deal. Avol trei. But if you have two animals, number 11, and what happens to number 11? It becomes a shlamim. And what do you do with the shlamim? The chazen shegai the kain. You just cause a loss. Kivan then efishib seida, since there is a big loss, lishinu adenipal by mum, let's wait until it has a mum, belechlenu, maybe we should wait until it has a mum and eat it. Kamash malon, no, we want, or nachmet. At least one animal, if we say, let the animal die, if we tell one animal, let the animal die. One animal is a loss. But two animals is already too excessive. So therefore, the chiddush is that even two animals, yomusu, we don't want to hang around your paddocks. Itma, we learned. We're going to finish the mesechta today, and tomorrow we're off. Itma, we learned. Sorry? We'll have a seam on Tuesday. Somebody bring l'chaim. You should have brought the herring in here.
It's not my herring to bring.
Oh, okay. Ha'oimelushlucha. A guy says to his agent, say, go out there, va'aser alai, I want you to give my sebehema for me. And then he had this whole story of the 11 and 10. A puppy, much better, Rabbah, Kodesh, Yatzi. If he called 9, 10, Kodesh, it becomes holy. Oh, but he called holy because really you didn't lose anything. The animal is just, you eat it anyway, you wait for a mum. But Lachad Asr, I see, if he called 11, 10, ain't a Kodesh, because that's a Shlamim, you lose the Chazay V'Sheik. And I tell the Shlich, I didn't ask you to make me a loss. But our Papa says, I feel a little Kodesh, Yatzi, ain't a Kodesh. Even number 9, 10, it's a mistake. I only sent you to do the right thing. You made a mistake. You're not my shlich. I told you to fix things up. Not to make things worse for me. The violins have to wait until it has a mum. How is this different? We learn by truma. If a guy says to his shliach, we had his name with and other places, to go out there and give truma, go out there and give like the Balabais wants. Im ain't the good day, Daita Shabalabais. If he doesn't know it's 140, 150, 160, if he doesn't know what the Balabas wants, Taidim Bebainis, you give average. Echad Menun, you assume your Balabas is an average. If he wanted more, or if he's stingy, or if he's parsimonious, or if he's very profligate, he would have said something. He didn't say anything. He's an average person, one out of 50. Pichas asara hezara, machleik is showing him how to understand pichas asara. Either he assumed pichas asara, he thought he's one out of very generous, one out of 40, or pichas asara means that he thought that he dropped him down to one out of 60. Yet truma to truma. So we see what you just told me, that a shlech in any way varies from the instructions. It's no longer shlech. You're a puppet here. Mefedish is the instructions are good, right? You say he's still a shlech. What's the difference? And Imar will give an answer, which we'll do on Tuesday when we have a seeing. Imar should bring some biscuits or make l'chaim.